Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he covers the Guardians for the Chronicle Telegram. He does a great job of it. He's Chris Ossenheimer. Hello, Chris.
Chris, you are a great read, my friend. I love reading your stuff. Are you there? There
Chris?
You are. Hey, Chris.
Yep. Now I am.
There we go. Technology.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you guys?
You tell me. Cincinnati Reds just destroy the Guardians when the Guardians are on a roll, and there's Terry Francona sitting in the dugout, and there's Will Benson hitting four home runs in three games. What was going on?
Yeah, that wasn't great, was it? Compounding the fact that it was your old manager, first meeting with him outside of spring training, and then you compound that with Will Benson, one of your former prospects, going yard twice.
Your first round pick.
Yeah, it wasn't a great time. You know, Will Benson's interesting, man. I guess it's like any young guy, you know, some guys just get it later. But I felt like he had like a pretty, I remember him being up for it seemed like an extended period of time. Maybe I'm not remembering correctly, but you know, now it looks like, and it's, who knows? He hit two home runs. It's just crazy how that happens. Like he hits two home runs, and of course it's against the Guardians.
Chris,
hit four home runs, two in one game, but four in the series. It was unbelievable.
Oh, my fault. Yes, that's crazy.
It is nuts. Does this organization have a lack of patience for guys like that? And if you thought it was Terry Francona, well, now he's back with Terry, and Terry's playing him. I just find it weird, you know, because Will Benson was a first-round pick. Nolan Jones was a second. We have John Kenzie Noel out there right now. They seem to be showing a little patience with him. Nolan Jones is back. They're showing some patience there. But these guys don't seem to be guys who last long or get a great long look here.
It's tough, though. I mean, it's there's a fine line. You know, how long do you wait for a guy? Look at how long they waited for Gabe Arias, and it's finally paying off now. So there's one on the other side, and sure, it's 2 months. I get that. But, you know, these guys, at least if you see like flashes and stuff like that from the guy during this, but in those situations, like Owen Miller, for instance, you know, I felt like he got a good long look. And but they are being patient with Noel, I think, out of necessity, and Nolan Jones as well, because they need something in right field. But it's tough, you know. They have to show these guys that when they come up, they got to show something quick, or it's back down. And, you know, who knows if you get another chance, you're shifting a trade or something like that.
All right. I said this for a minute yesterday on the show. We haven't really had a conversation. I've not heard one person say this back to me. So maybe I'm on an island. But watching a little bit over the weekend, I thought Cincinnati was a little arrogant every time they got a big hit or they got a big They scored a run.
Andy's been on this thing.
Well, I just, you know, there's, you know how we always, in the background, there's the right way to play the game. There's, and I don't have any problem with guys having fun. So, and maybe I'm just being sensitive because it wasn't the Guardians on the other side having fun. But they kind of came off as a little, maybe just me. I've not one person has said anything to me. So maybe I'm wrong, but I'm wondering if you saw what I saw. I thought they were just a little too jubilant over scoring a run in a regular season game every once in a while. Tell me.
So I wasn't in Cincinnati, and I didn't watch a whole lot over the weekend.
Okay. That's a fair answer. We're good.
Because I was working.
Yeah.
But as far as that goes, I mean, I'm sure there was a little extra emphasis for those guys, you know? I mean, I can't imagine them not wanting to play hard for Tito, and it's his former team.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't leave under the greatest circumstances. I mean, I could see them having extra emphasis, but I guess I've never really thought of the Reds as that kind of team.
Yeah, neither had I. And maybe that's why I was so thrown by it. Yeah.
I think part of the reason is because they haven't won. So how are you going to be cocky when you're not winning?
Yeah.
And in this instance, they actually were winning. So I don't know.
And it's been a long time since they swept the Guardians / Indians. So I think it's been like 13 years since they've done that in a three-game series.
What is it? The Ohio Cup?
Yeah. I was watching.
Isn't that basically all you need to say? Ohio Cup.
Listen,
why they're acting that way.
On their post-game show on FanDuel, which they still have in Cincinnati, they had the trophy on the set with them. Like, awesome. Oh, man, the way I think of it, Lord Stanley's Cup and then the Ohio Cup. Yes. Great job, guys. Congrats.
Yeah,
and that midseason thing the NBA gives out.
Oh, that's awful.
Chris Ostenheimer joining us. Covers the Guardians for the Chronicle-Telegram and a big fan of the Ohio Cup. Does this mean anything right now? Guardians are in fourth place in the division. Now, there are five games out, and two teams are four and a half out and half game ahead of them, the Twins and the Royals. But all of a sudden, they're in fourth place. Does that mean anything?
I don't think so. I think that you're going to see what we've seen so far is there's four pretty good teams in the Central Division. I mean, at one point, I think a week ago, 10 days, you had the top three teams in the American League were 1, 2, 3 in the Central. So I think I don't think anyone's going to run away with this division. The Tigers, I mean, I know what they did last year, but they still continue to surprise me. I know they have pitching, Mascubal and Flaherty and a good bullpen, but that lineup, just you look at it and you're like, okay, what? And I guess I better start recognizing Carey Carpenter and Riley Green. I get this guy's, and now we're Javi Baez has found his old form. But I think that it's going to be all four of those teams. And no, I don't think, and I could see, you know, at least three of them making the postseason.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
One thing that concerns me a little bit about where they are right now, I don't know if this team, and it could change in a heartbeat, I don't know if this team has the juice to put together a long winning streak or put together a really great stretch to catch up if they happen to fall behind early. I wonder.
That's certainly a concern. You're right, because the offense, I mean, it's been all right, but, you know, I mean, you're not – you got Jose and Manzardo basically carrying the load, and Stephen Kwan, obviously he's consistent. It's a concern, but I feel like all these teams are pretty equal. And I think that if they just, you know, if they continue, you know, they figured out their bullpen, it looks like, that with Clase looking a little more like himself. And, you know, I think that they can stay in it with that, because their starting pitching has been pretty good, you know, a little inconsistent, but pretty good over the last couple of weeks till Cincy. I don't see this getting away from them, but I share your concerns. I mean, certainly it's a possibility.
Thoughts on what they might be worried about on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario with Travis Bezzana getting right side soreness and kind of waiting to see what's going on with him.
He hasn't played in about a week.
Yeah, I don't know if you're hearing anything. I don't know if they officially kind of know what the deal is. But your thoughts on that, and how nervous do you think that would make the front office if they're, you know, number one overall pick, number one prospect? You know,
certain. Clearly it's 20-year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they seem, you know, so many other prospects have been derailed by injuries. Chase DeLauder and George Valera, and it's certainly they're worried about that. Here we go again with probably the prized prospect in the last 5 to 10 years. So yeah, he's missing a week of games. So it certainly doesn't sound good. But with the injury concerns that they've had with their prospects before, I'm sure there's some anxious moments over at the corner of Carnegie, Ontario.
That is correct. Yes, it is still there, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Wait, if they put a soccer stadium on the other side, I wonder where that will be.
Could be the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, right?
It'd be on the other side of the freeway, so I don't know if there's another street over there.
Corner of Carnegie and Ontario on the other side of the freeway.
There you go. Fair enough. Okay.
Chris Ostenheimer joining us.
Good stuff.
Yeah, oh, it sure is.
Mensa, baby, Mensa.
So riddle me this one, my friend. The rotation looks like what to you right now? Andy's guy, Slade, goes out and pitches well, does a nice job. Luis Ortiz has had some moments. Logan Allen's had some moments. I want to be optimistic about this. Should I be?
Yeah, I do. I do think you should be. And I understand, you know, having a little trepidation when that comes, because we've also seen some really bad starts from these guys.
Yeah.
And Gavin Williams still seems to be trying to find it, but you can tell that it's in there. And I mean, we got Beaver back throwing off the mound, so that hopefully will be a big boost. Can you imagine that could be your guy, you know, your trade act, your number one, if he's back to what he looked like 2 starts last year. But I think I understand the concerns. I guess I would say that I feel pretty good about where their rotation is and where it's going to go moving forward. It's not great that they lost Ben Lively to an injury. Hopefully that doesn't linger. But like I said, you got Beaver coming, and even, you know, 80% of Beaver, the guy, Cy Younger, you know. So that would be a nice boost. I think the rotation, like I said, I think we're all right there, at least right now. But you can never, you know. I mean, all it takes is another injury, and then we're talking about something else.
Last thing, quick thought. Arias at shortstop, Angel Martinez or Schneeman at second base. They good for the season that way?
Yeah, I'm not sure I see Brian Rocchio being able to hit himself back onto this roster. It's just, he was so bad, and it was kind of a surprise to me. You know, after that postseason he had last year,
I agree.
You kind of felt like he was getting some confidence and he figured some things out. It must have been because he was the only guy getting pitched to. Because, it's looking like that's
a great point.
Yeah, that really is.
And it's looking like that could, I mean, really, what can he do outside of hit 520 home runs or some and that's not going to happen.
That's interesting. Chris, thanks, bud. We appreciate your time.
We were going to make you pick the winner of the wiener dog race, but we're not going to do that to you. We're going to spare you. How's that sound?
I heard you guys talking about it, 100 miles per hour. My gosh.
Did you? Well, I think there's a governor on those things. They're only going 80 or 70 or 80.
It's a flying hot dog right there.
You got the New York dog. We're going to give it to you. Congratulations.
I want it, yes.
All right, it's
yours.
New
York City.
You're in.
All right,
I'm going to give you a dog.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Read him in the Chronicle Telegram, Chris Ossenheimer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.